Good morning. It's Joe and Mackenzie. We're so happy you're here with us. Myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and our boy Lenny Bree down in Houston. Joe enjoying a nice vacation with his beautiful wife in Costa Rica. So we are holding things down. All right, here's the deal. Producer Porkchop has a hidden talent. He's displayed it, I think, once before, possibly, on the show. But we want to know, what can you do that nobody else can do? Like, nobody compares can do it like you. 833-563-2539. It's your chance to brag on you or maybe your honey or somebody in your life.
Yeah, I definitely have one that no one else can do. And that's, I can say the alphabet backwards in less than 3 seconds.
I'm
pulling up my stopwatch.
How long have you been able to do this?
Oh, gosh. It kind of started 20 years ago. Like, my first job, it was at like a day. Okay, maybe 15 years ago. I worked at a daycare, and they taught the kids the song backwards. So that's how I learned it backwards. And then, like, later on in life, maybe like 8 years ago, I was like, I should start, like, learning this faster. And in, like, within 1 week, I learned it super fast backwards.
Has this skill come in handy?
Not yet, no. It's been, I guess, on the radio, it should be quite entertaining, but we'll see.
Okay, so I'm going to start my stopwatch. Do you want me to count you down?
Yes. Okay, this is producer Porkchop saying the alphabet backwards in a record 3 seconds or less.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me stop it.
And a ticket to
3, 2, 1, go.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFDCBNA.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
2.82. Raising the roof in studio. Please don't ever do that again. Okay. Oh my gosh. I don't really have a hidden talent. I wouldn't call this a hidden talent. I can literally make myself burp on command.
Really?
Which I am, like, very ladylike and I never do, but like can you do it?
I'm actually so impressed. Me and my boyfriend were just talking about this over the weekend.
No, you were not.
Swear to God. He can burp on command, and I told him, I'm like, I just can't do it. I can't. When I burp, it comes up naturally. I can't watch. I'll try right now. I'll try my best. Then they say, what? See, that was Mackenzie. Then they say, like, swallow air. I'm like, okay, let's swallow
air.
You're
just, like, grunting. You're not, like, trying to burp. You're literally just going,
I've always been able to do this since I was a kid.
I'm trying really hard, and I feel like throw up's going to come
up. A little one. Ready?
That's so impressive. I'm so impressed.
That's so weird. That is such a, like, I always want to be a lady, so I never do it. But I can burp, like, 100 times in a row.
No way. Wow, it is. It's a very petite lady. Like, can you do like a belchy one?
No, it's
come on,
like,
let's try your best for your belchiest. Liv, can you burp on command?
No, I don't begin where I would do that.
It sure does come out when we don't want it to, though.
All the time.
Liv, do you have a hidden talent that you are like the best at?
I guess like you could say a hidden talent. I'm not the only one that can do this, but I'm certainly am the best one at it, especially between all of my friends and peers.
Oh,
and that's cursive. Excellent at writing cursive. Like, it literally looks like a sweet, like, love note. Like, every time.
Aww.
It's so perfect. I journal in cursive.
Okay.
I don't even think my boyfriend, like, remembers how to write cursive because it's been
so long.
How
do you feel
so
about them
long.
Maybe taking it out of schools? Or it's like kind of, they're going to get rid of cursive. I think it's so pretty.
I'm distraught by it because, one, I think it's so pretty. I think it's important for, like, you know, when you're writing, like, important things. And also because I'm a huge writer. I love writing. And I just think it's, like, a very special thing that, like, should be carried along.
So when you said that, like, when you said you're really good at cursive, I literally thought you were going to say you're really good at cursing.
I did, too.
I was like, oh, great. Give us an example.
Let me show you guys.
We know that, girl. And last but certainly not least, Lenny Bree down in Houston. Lenny, I know you have hidden talents and you have one thing that you're better at than everybody else.
I do have a very specific set of skills that I like to call the lady chameleon. You know what that means?
What the actual
I'm
heck?
I'm legit scared to ask. Go on.
Well, I can turn into the perfect guy for any woman.
Really?
I'm going to give you an example. You ready?
All right, let's hear this.
Hey, Liv, why don't we get together and chug a couple White Claws?
Is that doing it for you, Liv?
All right, hold on. Let me try one more time because I really wasn't feeling the vibes right there.
Okay, take two.
Mackenzie, I just got off a jet. We went from a flight to Africa, but I was thinking maybe I could drop off your daughter's school Me and you say we go on a date, fancy date, get you some champagne, and then we can hop in a limo and live a fancy lifestyle.
Do you know I like English dudes or?
Hell yeah, I know you like English dudes, girl.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio.